aged, but still aggressive. And they gave Hebron unto Caleb, as Moses said, and he expelled thence the three sons of Anak. Judges chapter 1, verse 20. Caleb followed the Lord fully. There is not one of us who cannot do that with the help of the infilling of the Spirit of God. Caleb's foundation was sure. It was the granite of God's promise. From the day he left Egypt, he was sure God would enable him to possess his possessions in Canaan. His foundation was as sure as the God who laid it. It was impregnable. Secondly, Caleb's future was secure. Nothing could depose him from his inheritance. God had promised it, and he could not and would not go back on his word. Nothing can alter the covenant ordered in all things, I'm sure. Thirdly, Caleb's faith was strong. When everyone except Joshua in the spying which entered Canaan came back and gave a dishonest report, Caleb stood forth in faith and declared, "We are well able to possess the land." Faith, mighty faith, the promises, believes, and looks to God alone, laughs at impossibilities, and cries, "It shall be done."